Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning. Good morning out there listening audience, and good morning to you, best friend Isaiah. Thank you, as always, for introducing this show. I'm just loving it when a plan comes together, and I just love the fact that you get to introduce me on these airways, and I'm just so proud of you. Oh, boy, you know, I'm just so proud of you. You know, today's show is part three of The Psychology of Winning. But before I get into my content, again, as you know, my grandson introduced the show. And, you know, last night I sat up and, you know, I listened to some old music, and was one song that, you know, really came to mind, especially because it had me and my wife did a program yesterday for youth here in a city where we're in, Rocky Mount, with the NAACP. And, you know, there's a song, old song by Marvin Gaye, and it goes a little something like this. Now, I'm not the greatest singer, so, you know, I'm going to do my best with it. You know, but it's a song about caring about the children. It goes sort of something like this. It says, when I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today really suffer tomorrow. Who really cares? Who's willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Hey, you know, who really cares? And, you know, that's going to get into this whole thing of winning, but who really cares about what's going on in the world? Who really cares about saving a world that's destined to die? Who really cares about our children? Who's really going to try? How do we go about winning, you know, with those things in mind, not just winning in the business world? I mean, you can have all of the money in the world, but if you got a crappy life, you got a crappy life, you know. And, you know, our children, they really not concerned with their growing up and as they're young. They're not really concerned about how much money we have. They're really concerned about love and attention. You know, love and attention. You know, probably, what's this got to do with winning, Baba Jahi? Well, see, winning is more than just making it in the business world. Winning is more than just how much money you got coming in. Winning is more than just your cash flow. Those things are important. But, you know, your net worth is not just about how much money you have on paper, but how much are you worth as a human being? Which takes me to my first point that I want to go through. Your self-image is either your life handicap or your autopilot for winning. What is your self-image? How do you view yourself in the scheme of things? How do you view yourself in terms of what's happening in life and the people whose life that you impact? See, because the psychology of winning in life is developing a lifestyle that is pleasing and inspiring to yourself, and at the same time sets a healthy example for those who look to you for guidance and encouragement in their lives. The key is projecting that image of yourself that you would most like to become and practicing it on a daily basis. You know, you got to be able to practice what you preach. See, it's not about what you preach, it's about do you practice what you preach. A lot of people preach, but very few practice. See, what's wrong with the world today is not the philosophy of these different higher ideals, but how many people practice them. How many people, is one of the things that I always shared with people in church, you know, how many people practice the fundamental principle, love your neighbor like you love yourself. See, but if you don't know how, as Malcolm said, and I'm talking about Malcolm X, if you don't know how to love yourself, how can you love somebody else? If you hate yourself, as Malcolm said, who taught you to hate yourself? If you hate yourself, you're going to hate others. But if you know how to really love yourself, then you'll love others, see, because you won't do to somebody which you wouldn't want somebody to do to you. And that all that deals with that self-image. You know, what is the image that you have of yourself? So key to being a winner is having a positive self-image. Because if your self-image is negative, then you're going to feed yourself negative things all the time. All the time. And see, it goes back to when I shared on the first segment that we did this piece about how we feed our mind things and then our mind feeds it back to us. And it was a little poem, and it goes like this. My robot. I have a little robot that goes around with me. I tell it what I'm thinking. I tell it what I see. I tell my little robot all my hopes and fears. It listens and remembers all of my joys and tears. At first, my little robot followed my command. But after years of training, it's gotten out of hand. It doesn't care what's right or wrong or what is false or true. No matter what I try, it tells me what to do. See, when you feed your mind and you feed your mind, and people ask, well, you know, I don't know why I do what I do. That's because you done fed your mind something so much over time that now your mind feeds you what to do. In other words, it already knows because you done set it on autopilot. See, that's why, you know, it's so important to have what's called PMA, positive mental attitude. Because if you have NMA, negative mental attitude, then you're always going to constantly be feeding yourself negative thoughts, negative feelings. See, before you even get started, and let's say if you're involved in marketing and sales, you'll tell yourself that person ain't going to buy. Okay, well, fine. You already done set the parameters. So they're not. See, you already set the parameters. That person ain't going to be interested. Ain't no sense in me really calling them, but I'm going to call them anyway. And see, then when they say they're not interested, you tell yourself, see, I knew they wasn't going to be interested. But you set the negative parameters out there in the universe, and the universe gave you back what you asked for. Now, if you see some people say, you know, here you go with that hocus pocus positive attitude stuff. See, I mean, because that's because you got a negative mind. We had a program yesterday. People was worried, you know, what's it going to be? What do you think the turnout's going to be? How's it going to go? You know, because, you know, I'm just worried, you know. I said, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. How do you know it's going to be all right? Because I know it's going to be all right. We've done, as Art Williams used to say, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. We did all that we could do. And you know what happened yesterday, people? The program turned out fine. Turned out better than people expected. But people's perception of, you know, the lack of what they did made them have doubt. But, see, there was some people that also did what they needed to do, which was myself, not to my own horn, my wife, and a few others, that said, hey, you know, we're pushing forward with a positive mental attitude. And the program turned out fine. What the program was we had here in Rocky Mount, we had our local NAACP day, and we had a candidates forum, which turned out really good. And we had a program for the youth, which was, you know, what me and my wife specialize in. You know, as you know, we have Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated, which is the basis of this show we do here on Blog Talk, because Home-Based Business 101 is part of our business outreach from Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company that we use to share business concepts and things with people to help us raise money for our nonprofit. But anyway, the program, the youth component of the program turned out nice. We had young people who came dressed as famous African Americans or civil rights leaders. And, you know, we had three prizes. We had a $50 Walmart gift card for prize number one, a $25 Walmart gift card for prize number two, and a $15 Walmart gift card for prize number three. Originally, we was going to judge people based on their presentation and you know, who they was dressed up as and how well all of that looked. But what we decided to do was to keep it fair for everybody, and so we wouldn't be subjective in terms of who we chose based on costumes and whatever, is that we had all the young people write their names and who they was on a piece of paper, put it in a hat, and then we pulled names, and that's how we determined who won prize number one, prize number two, and prize number three. But overall, the program turned out significantly great, and there was people who were concerned about whether or not the program was going to even have anybody show up. And again, see, I say this again in terms of psychology of winning. It's what you project is what you get. So for those of you that are focusing on winning, you have to have positive affirmations and positive projection. See, in the book, The Psychology of Winning, there's a whole chapter dedicated to what's called positive self-projection. And we're going to cover a couple of things out of that chapter also here today, the chapter on positive self-projection. Because, see, too often we project one thing and expect to get something else back. We project one thing and we expect to get something else back. You know, if you project negativity, that's what you're going to get. See, to win each day, make it your goal to play it like the Super Bowl. Focus all of your energy on what and who you want to be. That's positive self-projection. See, I play tennis. I never step onto the court thinking that I'm going to lose. Now, sometimes I might. But I never step onto the court thinking that I'm going to lose. And even in the midst of a match, a person might be winning, but I'm still constantly finding a way. If I can just do this, I can beat them. If I can just do this, I can beat them. And that has happened for me before. Anybody that knows how the game tennis goes, you know, most of the time you're playing a match, it's 2 out of 3 sets. You know, you got to win 6 games. At least we won by 2. And I was in a match one time where a person won the first set. They won. They was close to winning the second set. They was 1 point away, match point. You know, and I've been constantly trying to figure a way to turn this match around. I fought that match point off, went on to win that set, won the next set. And at the end of the match, the guy says, "I thought I had you." You know, I mean, you know, I thought I had you. I said, "No, I don't give up. You know, I don't give up." I said, "It looked like you had me. It appeared that you had me. But you don't know the inner me." And I knew the match wasn't over until you actually won. And I didn't give up. And I kept feeling that there was a way that I could win if I could just do one thing more right. And I did. See, so I projected that what I wanted and brought it forth. And as I projected what I wanted and brought it forth, then it helped me be able to win that match. Which goes to a success formula: conceive plus believe you will achieve. Visualize plus internalize and you will realize. Imagination plus simulation equals realization. Let's look at some of these principles as we go into this thing of positive self-projection. You know, Napoleon Hill talks about in his book, Think and Grow Rich, whatever the mind of man or woman can conceive and believe, it can achieve. Do you believe in yourself? See, this all deals with psychology and winning. Do you believe in yourself? You have to ask yourself that question. Do I believe in me? See, and when you have self-doubt, you need to do whatever it is that you need to do and say, "Hey, look, I know God didn't make no failures. I don't know, devil, hey, you ain't taking this from me." See, I mean, it's got to get that plain and simple, people. You got to have what's, and this is called positive self-talk. See, because there's people that's going to want to steal your dream. Going to want to take your dream and shove it down your throat like you can't believe. You know, you see, you got those disillusioned crying crybabies out there who don't believe anything can be achieved. They just slaves to mediocrity. That's right, you hear me say it. The majority of people are slaves to mediocrity. Now, I mean, I got family members that are slaves to mediocrity. You know, I love them as a person, but I cannot be around them a lot because I don't have the time or patience for their negative drippings and drops to fall on me because they are slaves to mediocrity. They have what's called helpless and hopeless outlook. They don't feel as though they can change nothing. Well, you know, see, that's all right for you. You got, you know, you believe in that positive attitude stuff. I don't believe in that. Then what do you believe in? You believe you're supposed to suffer? That's why you suffer, because you believe you're supposed to suffer. See, now, and I'm serious about that. See, if that's what you believe, then don't be surprised what you get. You get what you believe in. If you believe you ain't supposed to win, then you will lose. Now, does that mean winning is easy, is just saying it and proclaiming it? No, you got to go to work. Those of you that you know, involved in church and whatever, you know the saying. Faith without works is what? It's dead, it's empty. Yes, I have the faith that I'm going to win, but I know I got to go put in the work. So you got to do the work. I mean, it's the same in anything, even on the negative side. You know, the negative side of life, you know, people that's involved in crime and stuff, what do they tell the people when they come in? You got to do the work, even though they're dealing with it from a negative point. But the thing is that they know that it takes action. Action. Action leads to results. So on the positive side, we got to have the action that leads to the positive results that we want. You want positivity in your life? Then, hey, you need to take some action steps. And if you need help, everybody needs a mentor. You heard me say it. That's right. Everybody needs a mentor. You need someone that can help you stay motivated, help you stay the course, help you be able to see what it is that you need to be able to see, can talk with you and dialogue with you, and also help you see your faults. See, a lot of times we don't want to see our faults. We want to brush them aside, you know what I mean? And we need to be able to see those faults, deal with those faults in order to be able to move forward. So, you know, again, we're talking about the psychology of winning today here. You know, and the book is The Psychology of Winning by Dennis Wheatley. Great book, people. Great book. This is part three of this series, and this is the last show that we're going to be doing on this. And again, he has what's called a success formula in front of the chapter on positive self projection. Conceive, plus believe, and you will achieve. Okay, so we just covered that. You got to conceive what you want. You got to believe in what you want. See, if you don't believe it, who else is going to believe it? You got to believe it first. And when you believe it and you conceive it, you got to sit. See, it requires planning time, thinking time. And when you do that, you'll be able to achieve what you want. Next is visualize plus internalize. See, you got to see yourself winning. Like I told you again, I play tennis. See, and so I visualize. I see myself on the court. I see myself hitting my serve. I see myself hitting my backhand, my forehand. I see myself coming to the net, putting that volley away. You know, I can take and blindfold myself, toss the ball up, and hit a serve, blindfolded. Why? Because I visualize, I know where the ball is supposed to be. I've been playing this game for over 40 years. And so I know where the ball is supposed to be. I know how high I'm supposed to toss it. It's like clockwork. I mean, I didn't visualize it so much, plus I didn't actualize it, is that I can actually blindfold myself, toss the ball up, hit a serve, and hit it in the box. See, there's people that play basketball. Can blindfold himself. You put them on a spot on the court. They just shot from their ball from there from so many times, they can make that shot blindfolded. That's visualization. You have to do the same with other aspects of your life. If you want to see yourself winning in something, if it's sales, you have to visualize yourself closing the deal. You visualize yourself if you take an application on somebody. Visualize yourself going through the application with them and them signing on the dotted line. If it's your presentation to get them to the point of taking out the application, you got to visualize yourself doing the presentation and smiling and being happy and the people nodding and saying, yes, I like this. Sign me up. See, but if you visualize every time I do this thing, ain't nobody really interested. Then see, your body language and what's called your aura will project the negativity, and the person won't sign up, and you'll be trying to figure out what. I knew this don't work. Well, see, it didn't work because you don't believe it works. You don't visualize and internalize so you can realize. Next is imagination plus symbolization equals realization. Imagination, the creative workshop of the mind. How often do you imagine what you want to accomplish in life? How often do you dream your big dream? What is your big dream? Do you have a big dream, by the way? See, you got to have big dreams because it's easy to have shallow sorrows. See, life is going to always give you life. See, there's so much negativity going on in the world that it just sort of reach out and grabs us and tries to hold us down. So you got to have big dreams, and you got to have positive outlook, and you got to have positive fulfillment in your heart. Your desire, so that when all of that negativity that's floating in the universe tries to grab hold of you, that you can break loose. It's like Les Brown says, you know, when you're in an airplane and you fly, you go up above a certain level, you're going to hit turbulence. Yeah, well, as you try to break loose from the negativity, you're going to hit turbulence. There's going to be people that's going to try to pull you back into the negativity of the world. See, but your imagination and your visualization and your beliefs and your dreams and your goals has got to be strong enough that it can help you pop away from that negativity. Because if not, it's going to suck you right back in. And you'll never break the cycle. Because the majority of the people in the world, and I hate to say this, are just average, ordinary, and they have let life beat them up. They have let life beat them up to the point that they're just trying to get by. See? And though you might struggle to reach your goals, have a goal to reach, and you'll get there. You might not get there when you feel as though you should get there. See, a lot of people come in things and they don't have instant success. They get upset. See, the only thing that's instant in this world, like coffee, Jell-O, and see, success only comes before work in the dictionary. You got to work to obtain your success. And it's hard work. Why? Because there's so much daggone negativity out here. That's why the work is so hard. Because it's easy to be negative. It's easy to be a dull, disillusioned crybaby. It's easy to complain. It's easy to say, I just can't get nowhere. I don't know why. Just don't work for me. Work for you. Don't work for me. Well, you ain't trying hard enough. See, and you got to have what I call the winning personality. What is the winning personality? Winners are naturally open and friendly. They know that a smile is the universal language that opens doors, melts the fence, and saves a thousand words. A smile is the light in your window that tells others there's caring, sharing person inside. See, how do you expect to win in life if you don't come off as a caring personality? Your smile is the window to let people know, wow, that's somebody that cares. But if you got a frown on your face, people look, wow, I don't want to talk to that person. Hey, we got a caller out there. I'm going to take a pause here a second, see if they have a question or a comment. This is Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101. I see it must be a Skype number. It's got 11111. Caller, you on the air. You have a question or comment?
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
One word that comes before success in the dictionary is pussy.
What's that word again? Okay. I don't know if that was somebody calling in to be serious or just calling in with a prank call. But anyway, let's move on. If you call in, please make sure state where you're calling from. And, you know, we really like people to come in with positive comments. Again, you know, I don't really care to entertain negativity. Because this show is about positivity and about really you know, us focusing and moving forward. I say again, there's enough negativity out there in the world that if people want to, they can do a show called How to Be a Loser and Be Negative. This show is about how to be a winner and be positive. And so with that said, let me move on to some of the other things that I want to cover here. As I said, winners are aware that first impressions are powerful and create lasting attitudes. They understand that interpersonal relationships can be won or lost in about the first 4 minutes of a conversation. See, so it's very important to make sure when you meet somebody, extend your hand, greet them, you know, extend your hand, shake their hand, reach out. As it says, reach out and touch someone. Reach out and make sure that you have something positive to share with that person. We have another caller, 200. I'm open the line. Hope you have a positive comment or something positive to share, else I will cut you off. Caller 200, you on the air. I may help you.
Good morning. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. I just want to say that you are very good. I'm enjoying listening to your show. How often are you on?
This show comes on every Sunday morning at 9. We have a show on tonight at 10 o'clock called The New Yorker. We also have a show that comes on Wednesday called Tax Tips for Home-Based Business Owners. We have another show that comes on Thursday night, which we share with people how to save money online on the internet in terms of shopping. And then my wife has a show that comes on Friday mornings that deals with a woman's perspective on business and being positive. So just check Home-Based Business 101. We're usually on the air 4 or 5 times a week with different shows, and I'm glad you're enjoying the show. And thank you for your call in. And how do you feel about the whole psychology of winning and, you know, in terms of how you might apply some of those principles to your life?
Well, I'm going to try to smile more. I like that advice.
Okay.
And what you were saying about it being easier to be negative, you know, I fall into that trap too. I guess many of us do. After you get so many, you know, after so many failures and disappointments, you started just giving up. And
right.
So, you know, this is helping me get a little motivated. So, I'm enjoying this talk or this motivational speech.
Okay, hey, I appreciate that. I mean, yes, it is. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, I had a mentor one time that used to get in my case because I was the kind of person I could be very critical of people and I would tear down. And he used to always tell me, you know, if you're going to criticize somebody for every one thing negative you say about them, you need to come back with 3 to 4 positive things. He says, there's nothing wrong with constructive criticism, but when it comes to the point that all you can do is find fault in other people, he said, you got to begin to question yourself because it's easy to tear down. It's harder to build up because we live in a world that is so negative that we find faults quicker than we find.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it takes, you know, within a second, you see all. You see 5 negative things in someone, but the hard part, you know, is pulling out all the positives, which everyone has positives. It's just
right.
Harder to see than the negatives.
Right. Sometimes you just have to dig a little deeper to find it. But this, you know, I believe fundamentally that there's some good in everybody. You know, you might have to dig a little bit deeper to find it. But, there is some good in everybody, and, you know, we need to, you know, be open enough to try to find that and be able to, you know, move on or whatever. So, hey, again, I thank you for your call and thank you for your comments, and continue to enjoy and listen to the show today. And when you get a chance, tune back into one of our other shows.
Okay, I was curious to ask you what the other caller said, but seeing as, because I tuned in a little late, but I can tell it was something negative, and in light of going towards positive, I'll just skip that. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah, we want to thank that caller for calling in and, you know, just sharing the comments. And as he said, you know, it's, we're dealing with it. It's very easy to find a lot of negativity in people, and we have to believe that that there's good in everybody. And, you know, we have a friend who is one of our mentors in the business that we're in, and, you know, he does some jokes around that. You know, he says, you know, we did this workshop, and he said, you know, hey, you know, he always trying to find the good in somebody. He said the reason he does that, he says, because he was looking for the good in somebody, he complimented them. He said, that's why they robbed you and didn't rob him. You know, that's a little joke thing he tells. But, you know, he says that, you know, we got to find the good in somebody, even though sometimes it can be difficult. But if we believe fundamentally that, you know, that when we were created, that God blessed all of us to be somebody special, it's over time as we experience the world that we learn to be negative. Like I tell people, children are taught to lie because the nature of a child is they're going to tell the truth. See, adults teach children how to lie. How do we teach children how to lie? Someone calls on the phone. It's a bill collector. The mother tells the child, tell them I'm not here. Now people say, but, you know, yeah, it seemed like a little simple thing. I mean, I used to sell life insurance. I remember one time going to a person's house, and I rang the bell, and the child hollered out the window, my mommy says she's not here. I mean, and see, you know, we can laugh about that now. I mean, you know, but the thing is that, see, we adults teach children how to lie. They listen to us. And they follow our lead. Be careful what you do around a child. See, because when it comes back at you, don't get mad and want to give them a beat. They learned it from you. That's important, people. You got to really understand. Children imitate the adults that they're around. So if your child is doing something that ain't right, you got to figure out what it is that you put out there or what is it some of the other adults that you have them exposed to that is put out there that they have begun to practice. Because that's where they got it from. They just don't think of stuff on their own. Now, I mean, nowadays, yeah, peer pressure has a lot to do with things. But usually, you know, if you're doing the right thing by your child is going to be a reflection of what they learn in the home. Let me also say, before I get back into some more of the content of the book, because our time is starting to wind down here, is that you're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're a part of a business outreach program for Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company, which is a 501c3 youth and family development corporation. We work to do gang prevention work, delinquency prevention, and dropout work, and through that we have a unique fundraiser in which we show people how to save money by shopping online and getting 5% to 10% cash back and 30% of the vendor commission. If you go to our homepage here on Blog Talk Radio, you can see how you can sign up to support us at no cost. And basically you would go to www.zamzoofreeagent.com/movementsunlimited and you can get a free online retail and travel store. And then you could take and shop from there. We do a show on Thursday nights to go into more detail about that, and you would get 30% of the vendor commission and cash back, and a donation would come to our organization to help us with our gang prevention and delinquency prevention work. With that being said, let me get back to our content as we have about 10 minutes left. Again, just title of this show is, this is part 3 of The Psychology of Winning. Here on the Gospel of Working from Home, our Sunday morning show. Wednesday, we have tax tips for home-based business owners. Thursday night, we have a show, the Movements Unlimited Zamzu Shopping Show, which we have Ms. Elaine Dickerson, our shopping guru, who shares with people how to shop and save online. Friday morning, we have the Jasari's Love Show with Mama Jahi, my other half, my wife, and she does a woman's perspective on business, attitude, and positive development. And you're listening to this show this Sunday morning, which is called The Gospel of Working from Home. And then tonight at 10 o'clock, we have a brand new show with a new host, Ms. Gail Walker, out of the Bronx, New York. That show is called The New Yorker, and it focuses on restaurants, plays, concerts, and other events that take place in New York City. And we're giving away tonight, and for those people in the New York listening audience, a free gift certificate to eat at a place called Artie's Steak and Seafood House. So those is the venue. All you have to do is go to our homepage, though, www.blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101 to learn more about all of the different things and shows that we present on here. Okay, I want to move on with a couple more things out of this psychology of winning as I wrap this piece up. He says some things he talks about with positive self-projection. He said, don't just read this book, The Psychology of Winning, as another book, but go out and do it. And I say that for any book that you're reading on personal development, don't just read the book and say, yeah, right on, hey, great, wonderful. Take some of the action principles out of the materials that you read and go and implement it. Go and implement it. Go and actually practice it. Project Positive Self-Dimension. Project yourself as a winner who creates other winners too. See, that's what I do in the business that I'm in. My goal is to help other people become winners also. See, is that we're here, and that while we're here, for the short time that we're here in the flesh, we need to make positive deposits in other people. See, because to me, see, that's, you know, this is a spiritual piece of my own outlook. I mean, you know, your outlook could be different, but to me, that's what's going to matter in the end. You know, when it comes to, you know, whether you believe in the concept of the pearly gates or you know, heaven or whatever, or judgment day, however, you know, whatever twist that you put on that, it's going to be about what did you deposit in others while you were here? What did you do with your life? What was unique about your life? How did you share your life with other human beings? And so that's important, you know. Positive self-direction. Make sure you put your goals down on paper and share them with those who can help you achieve them. Make sure, see, and a key word there, with those that can help you achieve them. See, too often you're going to run into people who is going to tell you, you can't do that. I don't even know why you're thinking about doing it. You're tripping. No, you need to make sure that you find people that are supportive of what you want to accomplish. Positive self-discipline. Talk to yourself over and over again when you're relaxed, visualizing yourself in the act of enjoying and completing each of your current goals. Complete the projects you begin. In other words, people, complete the projects that you begin. Don't start on a new project until you completed the one that you already begun. Too often, you know, we'll start on something, stop, and then say, well, I'm going to go do this. You know, complete the project that you started so that you can have a sense of fulfillment. If you never complete a project that you started, then you will never believe that you can achieve the things that you need to achieve because you have so many unfinished projects. It's important to complete a project. And if it didn't turn out the way you wanted, at least you completed it, which gives you the courage to go forward and complete another project. Again, we talked about positive self-image. Project your creative imagination and always present a positive review of your coming attractions with vivid descriptions. In other words, you know, that self-image. See yourself winning. As I said, you know, I'm a tennis player. I always see myself winning. I never see myself losing. Now, I don't win every match that I play, But I don't go onto the court saying, I know I'm going to lose today. Well, if that's the case, there's no sense of playing the match, and there's no fun in playing the match. You know, I enjoy when I compete, and I do win more than I lose. But it's also, I know, it has something to do with positive self-projection. There was a study that was done one time with a basketball team. And again, this deals with this whole positive self-projection. You had, it was a free throw, things of shooting free throws. And those, you know, by basketball, that means shooting the ball from the foul line. And so you had a group that didn't practice shooting free throws for a whole month. You had another group that's all they did every time they came to the gym was just practice shooting free throws and practice shooting free throws. Then there was another group that all they did was visualize shooting free throws. At the end of the study, when they went back and had the groups, each one of the groups go back onto the court to shoot free throws, the group that visualized shooting free throws had a higher consistency of actually being able to do it than the group that was practicing and doing it. The group that didn't practice, their percentage went down some. The group that did practice stayed about the same. But see, this was the key. By visualizing it, every time in your mind you heard swish, swish, another one, swish, swish. See, when you practice it and you make maybe three in a row, then you tell yourself, I done made three in a row, I know I'm going to miss this next one. What happens? Bunk up. And so visualization is very, very key to the things that we want to be able to accomplish as we do this whole psychology of winning piece. And the last piece that I want to cover here today, again, is positive self-motivation. Motivate yourself and others by focusing on the rewards of success, forgetting the penalties of failure. You know, that's what I focus on. And the opportunity that I'm involved in, you know, it's a tremendous opportunity where one of the things that I'm focusing on and working to obtain is we have within the company that I'm in, you get free major medical health insurance, irregardless of a pre-existing condition, free life insurance, and a $10,000 bonus. And I'm not that far away from doing that and being able to also show other people how to do that. And we have to remember the only limits to our accomplishments in life are self-imposed. See, that's the only limitation. All limitations are self-imposed. Now, I know for some of you that might seem like a big challenge saying, come on, man, you know, I want to be such and such. You know, I'll never be able to be that. Well, see, if you believe that, then you know you don't stand a chance. But if you believe there is a chance, then you'll find a way. If any of you ever seen the movie Jurassic Park, and there's a thing in there where the guy tried to tell him, you know, he fixed it so that, you know, the dinosaurs wasn't going to be able to reproduce. And the other guy says, you know, they did end up reproducing. He said, what was the key to it? He said, life will find a way. See, life will find a way. See, if you're persistent in something enough, you'll find a way. That's the beauty of it. Mike, see, Edison said, people said, well, you know, he had 10,000 failures. He said, no, he found 10,000 things that didn't work, and then he finally found the thing that worked to make the light bulb. He could have gave up at 9,999. But he said, no, I found 9,999 ways it didn't work. And he kept moving forward, and eventually found a way that it would work. And so that's what it's going to take with you for anything that you want to accomplish. Is that you got to know and you got to believe, motivate yourself. If I keep trying, I'm going to find a way. If I keep trying, I'm going to find a way. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 with the psychology of winning, part three of our third part series on this. And as we get ready to close out, you know what time it is. It's called My Time. My Time, Your Time, Our Time. Hey, listen to our theme song. And for those of you that want to, tune back in tonight at 10 o'clock and catch our new show called The New Yorker and go to our site and visit and see all of the different shows that we have. And remember to sign up for your free gift. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.